I thought we could sing this song every day. This is something we just printed in our recent issue of our Bindu magazine. This is a song by the author Prema Das, who's also known as Premananda. And he was a... He's a disciple of Vamsivadananda. Vamsivadananda was the incarnation of Krishna's flute, who came in Gaura Lila. And Prema Das wrote a famous book called Vamsi Siksha, which is about Vamsivadananda Thakur. He was born in the early 1700s, and he left home at the age of 16 and went to Braj, and he became a cook for Rupa Goswami's deity of Govindaji. He didn't write so many songs, but the songs that he wrote are very, very nice. And we felt that this song in particular expresses some very wonderful feelings of separation. So we can say a little something about the meaning of it before we start singing. He's praying, Hari Hari Nitai Kavi Karuna Haribe. Oh my Lord Hari, when will Nitai be merciful to me? Another meaning is that if we chant the names of Hari Hari, then Lord Nityananda, he'll be merciful. But why is he not becoming merciful? Because I'm not really chanting properly. And how do I know? Sangsara bhasana mora kabi dhura habi. Because my material desires haven't been extinguished. He prays that let me give up all these different upadis, designations, and kabi va kangala beshi brindavana jaba. Let me wander around in Vrindavan, in kangalavesh, in the dress of a beggar, like a mad person, giving up all my designations, all my upadis. That's the way to really enter into Vrindavan. And then, if I do like that, then Shama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Nayana Hariba. Then maybe I can really actually see Radha Kunda and Shama Kunda. You know what Radha Kunda? There's a bridge that goes across Radha Kunda. And right in the center of that bridge is a place of Ananga Manjari. But we can't see that. So if we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then we'll be able to. So then he prays, Vamsi Vatir Chaya Ghiya Jivana Judhava. When will I attain the shade of the Vamsi Vat tree, that place of Krishna's Raslila pastimes? And by getting that shade, that'll cool down my life. Kabi Govardhana Muli Ghara Ghari Diba. When Govardhana Muli, at the foot of Govardhan Hill, when will I be on the roll in the dust of Braj? Maya Moha Purusha Deya Kabi Va Chariba. When will I give up this human body made out of Maya's illusion? Or when will I give up this conception that this body is me? And Sakira Anuga Khoya Charana Seva. When will I understand and realize my spiritual form as a follower of the gopis and a servant of the divine couple? Shri Rupa Manjari Sakir Ashraya Loiba. When will I be able to take shelter of Rupa Manjari? Vamsi Pasi, standing on her left side. Rahi Ange Chamara Dulaba. When will I fan the divine couple with a chamara? Ekasina Jugala Kishora Bhasahiba. When will I be able to offer Radha and Krishna a divine throne? And Eka Mala Duhungali Kabiva Parada. When will I be able to do service for them and place a garland around their neck? Kangalahaya Braje Ghiya Kabiva Brahmiba. Brahmiba means to wander. When I become a beggar, I'll wander about in Vrindavan. And Ghare Ghari Maru Kari Bhikya Magi Kaba. The food that I eat, I'll just collect by Madhukari and go and begging from all the doors in Vrindavan. Prema Dasa Kohe Kabe Hena Bhagya Habe. That Prema Das, he's crying and praying, when will I become fortunate in these ways? Goranga balite mora papa prana jabe. Calling out the name of Goranga. When will I leave this body made out of sin? So, we're going to sing this in a particular raga. And there's a chorus. We'll sing the first line, and everybody can sing responsibly, and then the next line. And then the lines after that, in between the two lines, we'll sing the first two lines together as a chorus in double time.
Giri Govardhan, 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 go shitana premanandi hari hari
jai om vishnuvad paramaham saparivajika charya varya astotera sata shri shrimad is divine grace Uvoi Charnaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Samstapaka Charja Srila Prabhupada Ki Andhra Vaishnava Brinda Ki Jai Giriraj Maharaj Ki Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bo Samaveda Bhakta Binda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namashesham manamapi sachiputram matra swarupam rupam dashya grajam hurupurim maturim ghostavatim Radha kundam girivaram mahoradika madhavasam prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum dhamnatosmi namo vrindavanam gaya tubhyam golokamalane purna brahmata patraya Namo Govardhanaya cha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Twishe Namaha Vancha Kopa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva cha Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada, he's described in chapter 9 of Nectar of Devotion. One should learn how to cry for the Lord. One should learn this small technique. And he should be very eager and actually cry to become engaged in some particular type of service. This is called lolium. And such tears are the price for the highest perfection. Many times, devotees, we think that crying to the Lord means some very, very elevated thing. Because crying is one of the astasatvikara bhavs, one of the symptoms of ecstasy which manifests in the body. But this crying is not only there in the perfected stage of ecstasy, this crying also has to be there in the beginning. Srila Prabhupada, when he first went to America, they made some record album of the Hare Krishna mantra. And Prabhupada gave some purport to the Maha Mantra. And this purport was an explanation which is meant for the benefit of the common people in America at that time. Not for very elevated Gaudiya Vaishnava sadhus in Vrindavan, but for common people in America. Prabhupada said there, the chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His internal energy, hara, for giving protection to the conditioned soul. The chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother. So, this crying for the Lord is not just a matter, a practice for persons on a liberated platform, but it's a required thing. The conditioned souls in this material world have been rotting in this world since time immemorial. And only when we begin to cry to Krishna will our spiritual life really begin. Our revered spiritual master, Gaura-Govinda Maharshi, used to say sometimes that the message of the Bhagavatam, summarized in one sentence, is that God is crying for you. That's the message of the Bhagavatam. He's crying for us, but we're so unfortunate that we're not crying for Him. Instead, we're crying for so many other things. Jagadananda Pandit, in chapter 6 of his Prema Vivarta, he's described the evolution of the conditioned soul from the point of being conditioned to the point where he begins to take shelter of the Lord.
Krishna bahir mukhaya bhoga vancha kore nikathastha maya tare chapatiya dhare.
He says that Krishna bahir mukha hoy, when the bahyamukh jeev, that jiva who's turning his face away from Krishna, when bhogavancha kore, he wants to enjoy separate from the Lord, the nikatashta mayatari japatiya dhare. Japatiya dhare, he becomes embraced, he becomes bound up by maya.
Pisachi paile jena mati chana hoy.
In that way, Pisachi Paile, the jiva becomes just like a person haunted by a ghost, who forgets who he is.
Ami Siddha Krishna Das Ekata Bhule Mayarana Farahaya Chiradina Bhule.
In that condition, the living entity forgets his constitutional position as being a servant of Krishna. Ami Siddha Krishna Das. And in that consciousness, he wanders around throughout the material creation, being a servant of maya.
Kabhu Raja, Kabhu Praja, Kabhu Vipra Sudra, Kabhu Duki, Kabhu Suki, Kabhu Kitak Shudra, Kabhu Swarge, Kabhu Marte, Narake Vakabhu, Kabhu Deva, Kabhu Daitya, Kabhu Dasa.
Kabu means sometimes. Kabu Raja, sometimes that living entity, that pure spirit soul, that pure servant of Krishna thinks, I'm a king. And Kabu Praja, sometimes he thinks I'm a citizen. Kabu Vipra, sometimes a Brahmin. Kabu Sudra, sometimes a Subha. Kabu Duki, sometimes thinking he's unhappy. Kabu Suki, sometimes thinking he's happy. Kabu Kita Kudra, sometimes thinking, this is me. I'm a tiny insect. Kabu Swarge, Kabu Marte. Sometimes he's thinking that I am a resident of Swargalok. And sometimes thinking I'm a resident of this earth planet. Kabu Narakeva Kabu. And sometimes thinking I'm a resident of hell. Kabu Deva, Kabu Daitya. Sometimes thinking I'm a deva. Sometimes thinking I'm a demon. So, in this way, the living entity goes through so many different titles. These are upadis. And sarva upadi vinir nuktam taparat vina nirmalam. This is the beginning of our spiritual life. We have to give these up. The living entity, Bhayandvitya Abhinivesita Shad, Ishadupetasha Viparyago Smiti. Because he's not seeing Krishna, then Viparyago Smiti, Tanmayato, under the influence of Maya. He's giving himself or herself a designation. This is me. I'm an American. I'm a woman. I'm a man. And if we think about the history of our life, we have a huge closet full of so many dresses in the form of designations. From when we're a cute little boy or a cute little girl, daddy's little girl, to a school child, to the best student, to such and such boy's sweetheart, to such and such person's wife and such person's mother. And we have so many designations for ourselves. And these designations are the source of unlimited suffering. Bhayandvitya binivesita shat. Because we're seeing something separate from the Lord. And the more degraded those designations, the more intense the suffering. It's like some people, today it's a very hip kind of thing to identify yourself in a degraded way. I'm a party animal. I'm a cigarette smoker. Yeah, I'm a drunk man. I'm a lusty guy. I'm a lusty babe. Like that. And these kind of designations bring so much suffering to the soul. Now, these designations are not meant for the soul. This is not us. So, Jagadananda Pandit sings, E rupe samsara ramite kona jana sadhu sange nija tattva avagata. Wandering around throughout these unlimited universes and giving himself so many different hats, so many different costumes, so many different designations, being unaware of who they really are and suffering and suffering. If by good fortune, by chance, by Krishna's mercy, that living entity comes in contact with a devotee, then they hear something about their true identity as a spirit soul. Then at that time, he says, Nija tattva janiya sansara nacha keno baba jinu maya kore hoya hoy. When the living entity finds out that thing, then he doesn't want entanglement anymore. I want to give this thing up. He understands these things are anarthas. These are not what I really want. What I really want is artha. And he begins to cry. Oh my Lord, please help me. Hoi, hoi, for so long I've served Maya. I've been a very, very good servant. But in spite of all my good service, Sanatana Goswami writes in one prayer, in spite of all my good service, all that I've gotten in return is unlimited suffering, unlimited misery. So the jiva cries, Kende bole ohe Krishna amitabha das. Kende bole ohe Krishna amitabha das. Kende boli ohe Krishna Amitabha Das. He begins to get a proper understanding of their position and cries, Oh Krishna, I'm suffering so bad. I'm your servant. But tomara charana chari hoila sarvanas. I've left your shelter. And after having left your shelter, then hoya sarva nas, everything is finished. So that's the beginning of our spiritual life, when we call out to Krishna. Prior to that thing, prior to that cry of the soul, which is known as Atma Krandana, our bhajan is on automatic pilot. And we're getting some bhakti ummukhi sukriti, some pious benefits. We're doing cheto dharpana marjanam. We're cleansing our heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vipralamba Murti. He's the deity of separation. And he's teaching us how to cry for the Lord. In his Shikshastaka prayers, if we contemplate on them, each and every one of these verses contains the mood of separation. In the first verse, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, oh my Lord, my consciousness is covered. My consciousness is just like a dharpana, a mirror. I'm covered over. Please help me. This is Atma Krandana, the cry of the soul. And in this mood, the living entity can cry out to Krishna. And Krishna will hear that. Jagadananda Pandit sings,
Kripa kore Krishna tare Sharana sansa Kaputi koriya Krishna Jari daki ekabha Maya ke pichane rake Krishna pane chai Bhajite bhajite Krishna Para padma pai.
Krishna is so merciful that when he hears someone crying for him in this way, then immediately he releases that jeev from material entanglement. And when that jeev breaks away from Maya's captivating spell and strives to Krishna by performing nam bhajan, then the jeev, he gets the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. In that condition, the living entity can get Krishna. What does it mean? Does it mean that just one time I cry and I see Krishna? It may mean that. Some fortunate persons are there. Perhaps they've done some great things in their previous lives. I don't know. But Krishna says, Acharya mam vijaniyam navamanyeta karichit. That Krishna is non-different from Guru. So Krishna appears in this form. When we cry for Krishna, then Krishna comes generally in the form of Sadguru. And how do we approach Sadguru? We also approach Sadguru by crying. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it's described that one should not approach Guru and try to impress the Guru. Oh Maharaj, you know I know so many verses. You're very lucky if you get me as a disciple. I'm so wealthy. I'll give you some nice money. This and that. Guru doesn't care about those things. That's not how we approach Guru. Rather, Sanatan Goswami has taught us.
Kiyami kine amai jare tapatrai ihanahi jane ami kemahe hitahoi.
We should approach Guru not with some abhiman, not with a costume. Hey, Gurudev, I'm a very great Vaishnav. I know so many things. You're very lucky to get me. We have to approach Guru naked. And we come before Guru and we say, Kayami, I don't know who I am. This means I don't have any designations. I'm giving up all my upadis. And just coming before you, now you tell me who I am. You make me your das. Kripa bindu diya korave dasi. Give me a drop of your mercy and make me into your servant. Because I don't know. Iha nahi jani ami kemo nahito hoy. I don't know who I am. I don't know why I'm here. This is the proper mood that we approach Guru. And if we approach in that way, Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. If we approach Guru in that way, then we'll get Krishna. If we approach Krishna in that way, if we cry to Krishna, then we'll get Guru. But Guru and Krishna don't need our money. They don't need our expertise. They're not impressed with our scholarship, with all of our upadis and our fancy dresses. Krishna says in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, Dakshina Gyana Sandeshaha. This is the Dakshin, the Bakshish that Guru wants. He wants your sincere endeavor. He wants you to cry. So we have to come to that point. And if we cry in that way, we'll get Guru. Sometimes my Guru Maharaj used to say, the devotees in ISKCON today, they have no faith. They say, oh, there's no sadhu. Prabhupada was the last sadhu. And we're all very unfortunate. Maharaj is very fortunate. Burijan Prabhu is very fortunate because they met Srila Prabhupada. But after Srila Prabhupada, Krishna looked in his pockets and there was nothing else. He was broke. He had no other sadhus. So we're all very unfortunate. This is the philosophy of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, he saw one day that his son Prahlad was acting a little funny. Prahlad, what are you doing? Oh, Dad, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Very nice. What is this Hare Krishna? Oh, Dad, you don't know. Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where is your Krishna? Oh, Father, he's everywhere. Is he in this pillar? Yes, Father. Then we'll fix him. And Hiranyakashipu pulled out his sword and got a big surprise. So, this is a philosophy of Hiranyakashipu. There's no Krishna. But Prahlad's philosophy is that, Dad, Krishna's everywhere. My Guru Maharaj used to say, the sadhu is always present. And for those people who have no faith, we have some proof. Solid, concrete proof. Proof is that the sun is shining. The proof is that we're breathing air. The proof is this universe is existing. Because Krishna, he tells Arjuna in Padma Purana, Sansara Vaishnavadino Deva Vaishnava Palitaha Amja Vaishnavadinas Tasmat Shrestascha Vaishnavaha. He says that you should know this whole samsara, this whole material universe is based upon the presence of the Vaishnavas. If there's no Vaishnavas present, the universe can't exist. If there's no Vaishnavas present, how can that chanting of Hare Krishna go on? How can Prabhupada's society go on? There must be some sadhus, but maybe they're not walking around with a little sign around their neck. That's me. I'm the sadhu. They may be the pot washer. They may be sannyasis. They may be housewives. We don't know. Sansara Vaishnava, you know, Deva Vaishnava Palitaha. The demigods, they can only exist because of the Vaishnava's presence. If there's no Vaishnavas, Vayu, Indra, Agni, Varuna, they can't exist. Krishna says, what to speak of them? Aham cha Vaishnavadinas. I can't exist. I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I can't exist. Anandandarasa paramanu chayantarastam. Krishna's everywhere. But Krishna's always with his devotee. Therefore, tasmat shrestascha Vaishnavaha. Krishna says, Arjuna, therefore the Vaishnavas, they're the greatest. They're even greater than me. So this is Hiranyakashipu's philosophy. There's no Vaishnavas. There's no pure devotees present. No. Krishna's there in His holy name, and the devotees are there. And if we cry out to Krishna, then Krishna will manifest before us as Guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote in one article in 1929 in The Harmonist, "At the dawn of our spiritual life, we sincerely and with complete submission and self-surrender pray to God for receiving the protection of Sri Guru." That's the dawn. That's the beginning of our spiritual life, when we cry to Krishna to give us Sri Guru. And he goes on, "The Supreme Lord, perceiving our earnestness," when Krishna hears, oh, he's crying now. She's crying. "The Supreme Lord, perceiving our earnestness and devotion with a view to guide us on the true path, will send a real guru to us. Otherwise, it is impossible for us to find Sri Guru by our own fallible energy." It's not possible. Because these senses, these are part of our upadis. These are the networks that chain us here, that give us these upadis. We can't find Guru and Krishna with these same senses. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavigrain Indriyai. Padma Purana says you can't do it. You can't see who's sadhu, who's guru. You can't see Krishna. And you can't depend on your friend. Oh, come with me. I know a real sadhu here. Come and see. You're depending on their material senses. And we're trying to cheat. We're trying to take some easy path out. We have to give up that cheating. And we have to practice atmakrandana, crying the heart, crying the soul. And then Krishna, He'll manifest before us as Sri Guru. Even we've seen some people who may get Sri Guru. They may not get. Srila Prabhupada was such a personality. But we see that a few of his disciples, one disciple in particular comes to mind, he came once to Srila Prabhupada and said, "Oh Prabhupada, I've been hearing from some different Babaji's at Radhakund, and I understand that you're not giving something proper. Now please bless me, Srila Prabhupada, that I can find a bona fide guru." So someone's coming, but they're not coming. Suni Lena Sunakana, we're hearing, but we're not hearing. It's going in one ear and coming out the other ear. Because we're not hearing with the right attitude. We're not approaching in the right way. We're not crying to the Lord. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, "If we guide ourselves by our own energy, we shall come across the pseudo-gurus, the false gurus. And being caught hold of them by their temporary pleasing manners, we'll run down to hell." And there's so many pseudo-gurus. Maybe we're pseudo-gurus sometimes because we want to give instruction to other people. We want to tell them, oh, there's no sadhu. How do you know there's no sadhu? Because I'm a sadhu. I can see. Really, that's the message that we're giving. Because we're trying to take the role of pseudo-gurus. We're trying to give instruction like that. And if we do that thing, then hoya sarva nas. Everything is destroyed. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, therefore, he prays that Guru Abhimana Tyaji. I give up this Abhiman. I'm not a guru. I'm always your servant. This is a very big impediment in our bhakti. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he prays in the beginning of his Brajbilasa Stava that Krishna Kun, it's the first word. Yeah, that's one of the words. Batista Rajubir. Thank you. Batista Rajubir Bhadham Kama Jervatma Patti Bihi Chitvatu Samarantastan Agare Pantumam Bataha. This is one of the anartas that we have to annihilate ourselves. The anarta of pratistha, of thinking I have some big position, We're on the road to bhakti, and Raghunath Das Goswami says some robbers have come and they bound us up with the ropes of this pride and pratistha position. And then I can't progress. So this pride, this pratistha, these are things which Thakur Bhaktivinoda and Chaitanya Sikshamrita says, these are anarthas that we have to focus on ourself. We have to give up ourself. Therefore, we should simply keep the abhiman that I am always a disciple. This is sishya abhiman, the attitude that I'm no big person. I don't know who I am, what I am. All that I know is what my Gurudev has told me. That's crying. That's crying of the soul. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I am. I don't know where my mother is. Where is my father? Where is the Supreme Lord? And if we cry in that way, then Krishna, surely, will hear our voice and he'll very quickly come to us in the form of Sri Guru. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bo, Vamsakopadurubhischa, Kripasindubhivacha, Patitanam Bhavani Vaishnava.